This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. I'm excited today to be joined by a surgeon who's the medical director of the Capital Health Cancer Center, who's doing a phenomenal job with their program on pancreatic cancer and oncology programs. Dr. Cataldo Doria, who's both a doctor, a surgeon, he's also by background a PhD and an MBA. Dr. Doria, can you take a moment and introduce yourself, and then we'll talk to you a little bit about the program and how you built it.
Yes, yes. Thank you very much. My name is Aldo Doria, and as you mentioned, I am a surgeon, and I was trained as a transplant surgeon and as a hepatopancreatobiliary surgeon, and I spent 12 years at the University of Pittsburgh Medical Center, where I had the fortune to build a cancer center and a multi-organ transplant program on behalf of UPMC in Southern Europe. Then I spent 15 years at Thomas Jefferson University Hospital in Philadelphia, where I repositioned and rebranded distress transplant program, and I made it one of the most successful in the whole country. And now I'm in this new position at Capital Health, where I opened up a new chapter of my career. And I, as you said, I'm the medical director of the cancer center in this organization.
Well, what an amazing life and journey. I mean, you practiced in Southern Europe for a long time. You became one of the most renowned transplant specialists in the United States here. You're now building a new program. I mean, what an amazing professional career. Take a moment, Dr. Doria, and tell us a little bit about what you're doing, what the program is doing with pancreatic cancer. Tell us a little bit about the program that you're building and what's going on with it.
Yes, yes. So, you know, I learned in my career that it is extremely important to provide the patients and the referring physicians with a multidisciplinary approach to patients diagnosed with cancer. So I that's it. The first thing that I introduced at Capital Health was in the field of pancreatic cancer and also in the other type of cancers that we are treating, a multidisciplinary group of physicians that are providing a state-of-the-art surgical and medical treatment. And more importantly, we have a model that is extremely patient-centered. So everything really revolves around the patients, and we make sure that we provide the best possible outcome by instituting the most current forms of treatment for this particular cancer.
How do you build a great transplant program? What does it take to build a leading transplant program?
Yeah. So it takes many things. Number one, it takes it's very important to have a very strong team, and because in healthcare it doesn't matter if you work in transplant or in cancer, it's never the effort of one individual. And if you are fortunate enough to being able to hire the right people and in the right spot and to make a unified voice, then the rest is comes relatively easier. But in my career, I had the fortune to build from the ground up two amazing programs, one again in Southern Europe and one in Philadelphia. And now I found myself in a similar situation where Capital Health, when I joined the organization, there was a very strong infrastructure, a very solid backbone of a cancer center, but we are making it even stronger by adding surgeons of many different specialties. And we also identified a niche, our competitive advantage that has resulted in the procedure that was recently broadcasted and connected me with your agency. So, you know, robotic surgery is something where we are investing lots of human resources and capitals, and we intend to become the most advanced organization, institution that provides robotic surgery for any type of diseases, especially for patients diagnosed with cancer. So, you know, to answer to your question, you have to have the right people, and you have to be able to identify a real competitive advantage and invest lots of resources into that mission to achieve, you know, a strong program, a program that can be of a service for the community.
Well, thank you. And tell us about, for a moment, the advancements in robotic surgery. This is something that was talked about for 15 years, but the last 5 years has picked up tremendous traction. Explain to the audience a little bit why that is and what it is.
Yes, robotic surgery is surgery that is performed by a robot that is controlled by a surgeon, and the robot and the surgeons, they are connected through a system of cables, and is a much more precise surgery than the one offered traditionally, and even the one that is that goes under the name of laparoscopic surgery. It's a minimally invasive surgery, surgery done through very small incisions. However, the precision of this type of surgery is not comparable to any other approach because, number one, the surgeon is capable of seeing inside of the human cavities with a magnification of 10 times. And number two, the arms of the robot can be rotated on a 360 degrees. And therefore, you know, these really enhance the precision. And, you know, the interesting thing is that this type of surgery, this type of approach is not just very good for patients because the recovery is extremely fast, the length of stay in the hospital is shorter, but it's also, it also preserves the surgeons because now the surgeons, rather than standing and looking down for many hours during the day, they sit and they look straight. So it's a very good investment also for healthcare organizations so that can preserve the good health of surgeons for many, many years.
And that is so important as the whole system deals with more and more burnout at every level of practice and performance. So thank you. Another question for you. You've built great programs in Europe, in the United States, and so forth. Where does that motivation and energy and drive come from? Were you born with that? How does that evolve in a person?
I think, of course, some must be in the DNA, and but I believe that another important component is the people you meet along the way and the type of mentorship that I received, and the you know the willingness to continue to serve your patients at the best of your ability, and I think I found you know that I find great proud in developing things from the ground up. I think is something that gives me lots of satisfaction, especially because, you know, of course, the major the objective is to treat patients, but I like to develop people that are part of my team, and I love to see them growing and to become better than me. So that is the part of my job that I like the most.
One more question, Dr. Thuria. Your best advice for other leaders, what's your advice? I mean, you talked about something, you can't do anything without great teams and great people. You're combining that with the newest technology. For other people that are leaders, what's some of your best advice for them?
I think I learned a lot in the past 25 years of being a surgeon and an administrator and a leader. And I found that the most important thing is to look inside of your organization before start looking outside the boundary of it and recognize the identity of the place where you work. And based on these components, anything can be rebranded and repositioned. And I think that, it's very easy. I've noted that it's very easy. And I don't think this shows lots of strength, but many organizations, when they need a new, some new expertise or need to hire somebody, there is always, the primary effort is to look outside of the organization. But oftentimes you can find people that are already in the organization that can be, basically nurtured and made better and made successful. So I believe that, you also need a little bit of luck because there is not such a thing like a perfect recipe, but and some of the things that we do as leaders, they are part of our instinct. So this is something like surgery. Surgery, you can study on books, you can read lots of publication, but if you don't have it in your hands, it's never going to happen. It's like painting a canvas. So some people are a natural leader and they are capable of putting all these pieces together and primarily, I think, leveraging on the existing resources, ends up being one of the most important components.
Well, fantastic. Dr. Rhea, if people want to learn more about the program that you're building today, about the program at Temple, at Capital Health, how do they find out more about it?
Yeah, so this program has basically two objectives, and the one objective, and they are part of our mission, and we want to make sure that, let me add a little bit of background about this organization. We have been in this area for over 100 years, and we are very proud that we have been serving primarily the underserved in the field of trauma in the city of Trenton. And however, we have now evolved into developing a cancer center, and our primary objective is to stop the out migration of patients from this region and to eventually reverse the out migration. And in fact, we are already seeing that the patients from the greater Philadelphia area and from the rest of the state of New Jersey, they are coming to Capital Health for treatment. And we are committed to find the cure for cancer. And we will develop that in conjunction, putting together greater surgeons, great medical oncologists, and especially translational scientists that are currently helping us in developing our own program of personalized medicine. And yes, Capital Health is going to leverage on aspects of the cancer care that are not available elsewhere, such as the robotic Whipple, the liver autotransplant, and the personalized medicine. And let me tell you, I'm fully committed to make this cancer center one of the premier cancer centers in the East Coast of the United States.
Well, fantastic. Congratulations. I think there's a couple things you said that I just absolutely love. First is about organizations and leadership, that before you go outside to find the new rock star, the next exciting hire, the next lateral person, the next lateral whatever, first look internally. often you have great people internally that can be promoted and moved into roles and grown and developed. Love that advice. The second you talked about is building a great cancer center and building a great treatment facility and doing so around the idea of, look, we're going to get to a spot where there's going to be less and less out-migration because we're going to do such great work here that people don't have to travel far for their care, even of this type of very advanced, difficult, important care. So just fantastic lessons for all of us. Dr. Dorea, I wanted to take a moment and thank you both for joining us today and for the work that you do professionally and the impact you have. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Dr. Dorea, a pleasure talking to you. Thank you very much.
Very, very nice talking to you too. Thank you. Bye-bye.